Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider Night Rider. Welcome to another fabulous Rough Riders radio show. Today's topic, 2016, is the American Crossroads. The tired, old age of the GOP is showing, and the country has moved on for good. Let's get right to it, shall we? The 2016 GOP nomination is nothing more than a sophomoric food fight. Over a dozen, last count 14 or 15 GOP presidential candidates have already tossed their hat into the ring and will be inundating the airwaves between now and June of 2016. The GOP brand is in tatters. It will be beyond repair by next summer, with or without Jeb Bush, who, by the way, is expected to announce officially his candidacy sometime this afternoon at Dade Community College somewhere in Florida. The GOP brand is in tatters, yet it is definitely beyond repair. All they have left is their fucking money, mendacity, and utter shamelessness. Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee should be mentally institutionalized. Ted Cruz is close behind. The only sane one of the bunch is Jeb Bush, and he's nothing more than a corporate tool, a recycled leftover from the 20th century. The GOP party has been vampirized. All of the blood has been sucked out of the left-behind husk of what was once a national party. It is now a criminal conspiracy and in substance and style. Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas billionaire casino owner, is reputedly linking up with the infamous Koch brothers, Charles and David, the billionaires, to assemble a gargantuan political slush fund 2016. Well, their only hope is to make the political process, i.e. voting, so unpalatable for all concerned that the turnout in November 2016 will be so low that the largest block of voters will be the hardcore GOP voters. You know, the scared old white people in the suburbs, the exurbs, and small country towns, who will most definitely turn out in sufficient numbers to roll back the rock of progress back to the 19th century and even earlier. Fuck the GOP. Fuck their money and fuck their mendacity. The free market is a thing of the past. The fair market is the real way forward. There is no such thing as a free market. That is a terminology invented to pull the wool over everyone's eyes and rationalize anything and everything. The fair market is the only way civilization will allow room for everyone, including those who don't make $1 million. The 1% will not be rewarded in November 2016. Money, billions upon billions of dollars. This is the last gasp holdout on the part of that group. There's simply not enough of the scared old white people to counter the ever-increasingly growth of the others. You know, the other voters, the minority voters, the young voter, the woman voter, the small business entrepreneurial types, especially the younger business entrepreneurial types, the Silicon Valley folk, and a good chunk of the Social Security generation, and the true independents, you know, the kind who simply can't stand the GOP as it is presently constituted. So, Hillary, beat the GOP from pillar to post and rack up what could be the largest electoral victory margin in nation's history on November 8th, 2016. Mitt Romney, you thought you went through a beatdown in 2012? Wow. Jeb Bush, or whoever the GOP candidate turns out to be prepared to be the next Alf Landon, think 1936, or Barry Goldwater, think 1972, be the next big-time presidential candidate loser. The logjam, the gridlock in Washington, will be broken up just enough that the passage, and with the election of Hillary Rodham Clinton, that the passage of moderate and progressive legislation will finally begin gradually reassert itself and reassert control and a sense of sanity all across this country. And the GOP will slowly but surely dissolve into an impotent, irrelevant sideshow. Well, that's it for today for Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.